ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rock and roll!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, man, I want to thank you guys for listening to the last episode, which was like a week ago. I didn't do a show last week, and I've just been busy. But, you know, the week before, I had two shows out, and the week before that, I had like, I don't know, 50 shows, and you guys listened to them all, and I appreciate that. I wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things that I have going on. There are now Podcast Rock City t-shirts. Ken Mills from the podcast, you know, he put it all together for me. And if you go to redbubble.com, Ken is awesome, by the way. If you haven't ever listened to the podcast, go to iTunes now and hook yourself up. Trust me when I tell you, the knowledge is there, baby. On a few different bands, Kiss is the main one, but I think now he's doing the Monkees and Cheap Trick, and you guys will dig it the most. Anyway, redbubble.com, go to the search bar, type in Podcast Rock City, go from there, man. That you can get stickers and, you know, t-shirts and anything else. Get t-shirts. Take a picture. Send me the picture. I'll put it on my website. That would be awesome. Also, Facebook. Don't forget, friend me on Facebook, Podcast Rock City. You can send me emails at podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit before I got to my subject about, I was thinking about it this week and music and how it's like the center of so many people's universe and how we all seem to revolve around it. You'll meet people that are like, I don't like movies, or you'll meet people that are like, I don't like TV. I don't know how you could not like movies or TV, but there are people that don't. But you never meet any, or at least I haven't. I've never met anybody that doesn't like music. Whatever kind, somebody likes music, you know? And I've met so many awesome people through either Kiss or, you know, any other of the number of the bands that I like, but, you know, even playing out in my own band, Bay City Psychos, if you get a chance, baycitypsychos.com, we have a new record out. It's on iTunes and it's on the website, baycitypsychos.com. You could listen to it for free, and our old one, for that matter. If you happen to live in the Atlanta area, or it's actually a suburb called Kennesaw, if you do, 2790 North Cobb Parkway, I'm going to be playing at this place called The Warehouse. The Bay City Psychos will be there, and we're going to put on about an hour's worth of show, and it's only $5. There's no alcohol at this place. It's an all-ages place. I'm sorry. But if you get a chance, man, come out and then find me and tell me that you heard about this through the show. I'll tell you what. If you're listening to this right now and you come to the door, you tell the people at the door, I heard about this show on Podcast Rock City, and I'll get you in for free. That's how it works. Show up, you get in for free just by walking in and going, I heard about this show from Podcast Rock City. Okay, now let's talk about, music. That's where I was. I got sidetracked for a minute there. Music's the center of the universe for so many of us. And, you know, I meet so many people and I keep saying that. But, like, just this past month, I met this new girl. Her name's Ashley. She's a waitress at one of my favorite restaurants. I went in. She's singing Red Hot Chili Peppers. We start shooting the shit. And it's amazing. I have a friend. Another friend because of music. And basically why I'm saying this is, you know, let's lift our heads up from looking at our screens and start paying attention to people. Because if I would have had my head buried in my iPad, I would have never met so many of you, including Miss Ashley, who now I think is a friend for life, or at least until I get tired of her sassy mouth. I'm not joking. This woman has tons of attitude. She's sweet too. It's really hard to explain, but boy, when she wants to be sassy, in a Z formation, snaps all over. She could be sassy. But just like I said, because of music, we started talking friends for life. Okay, so that brings me to this week's topic. Gene Simmons and his big mouth. Man, some of you guys really shit a golden brick about Gene Simmons and, you know, him talking about depressed people need to kill themselves. You know, he apologized for this. And a lot of you were like, to hell with Gene Simmons. I don't believe his apology. He's only doing this because somebody wrote it for him and they're making him do it because money and blah, blah, blah. But let's break down what he said. Basically, what he said was he doesn't see how people could be so depressed, especially when he knows his mom and everything that she went through and how she could get up in the morning and smell the roses. And, you know, basically what he says is, I'm calling their bluff. I'm paraphrasing. I'm taking, just so you know, I'm taking what I read and giving my interpretation. Basically what he's saying is it's bullshit. You don't want to die. It's fake. It's phony. This is, you know, he says, if you're standing up there on the edge of the building, go ahead and jump. Now, Gene, should you have said this? No. No, Gene. How, you know, I wonder if Paul was watching or reading and, you know, no, Gene, please don't. And then he did. Now, the other thing is that, from my understanding, this damn interview was done way before Robin Williams killed himself. That's another podcast, another time, because, you know, that last week was sad. But from my understanding, this did not get done after Robin Williams. But they put it out as if he was sitting there going, oh, fuck Robin Williams, man. I don't know how he's depressed. Kill yourself, blah, blah, blah. But from my understanding, that's not the way it worked. We got played by this article. And people were all emotional about it. And I understand, because I am not, you know, I go through depression just like anybody else, but I'm not like that, oh my God, I want to kill myself kind of depressed. Thank God. You people out there that are, please seek help. There's plenty of reason to live, I promise you. Whether it be, hell man, just put a Kiss record on. I don't want to stop listening to them. I'm going to be listening to them until they bury me. Hell, I'll probably have Kiss music played when they're burying me. But what happened afterwards? Like I said, people shit a golden brick, and Nikki Sixx shit a golden brick. And he come out and he said his beef. You know, I don't know, man. It's kind of like, I love Nikki Sixx. I love Motley Crue. But it's like, dude, you talked about cooking up the biggest, you know, heroin shot you ever did. And that's not really all that great to do either. You know, you're bragging on it. Anyway, at least that's the way I took it. So then, you know, he did his podcast. He ripped on Gene. And then Gene came out and he had an apology. And the apology was, I felt sincere. But a lot of you didn't feel it was sincere. It was, you know, oh, you guys wrote this and Gene, you know, he just had to say it for money, 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 money. And, you know, he's a dick and he's a douche and he's an ass. And that's basically what I got off the internet. And you know, I'm going to hopefully do a show with Jeff number one or Jeff number two, depending on how you look at it, from watching you the Kiss podcast that's on YouTube. We tried to do one and I had a few glitches with my computer, but he was really pissed, man. He was effing pissed. And I don't know. I know he's cooled off a little bit now, but he was really upset about this. And I kind of took it like he knows people that go through depression, or maybe he does. I don't know. But we all do. And now Nikki Sixx came back out and said, I'm 100% behind Gene Simmons. Way to go. It was the right thing to do. You apologized and, you know, we love you and all is well in the universe with Nikki Sixx and Gene Simmons, I guess. Okay, so let's talk about this. Gene Simmons, you run your mouth too much. Sometimes you need to think about the things you say. Like, the other day, I'm watching the news, and he's like, if you live in America, goddamn, learn to speak English. Okay, thank you, Gene. You did. All right, that's great. Okay, You know, and I'm there with you. You know, people walk into the place that I work and they're not, and they, you know, their kids have to translate. And I guess I understand. And at the same time, who gives a damn? Okay. And then, you know, you're ripping on the president and you're like, this jackass doesn't know what he's doing and blah, blah, blah. Does this annoy any of you guys? Do you want Gene to just talk about music? Please, Gene, talk about music. What it does is it gives everybody the chance to rip on each other. And, it, you know, when this happened, if you went over to Ace's, you know, website, I'm sure there was, oh, look at Gene. He's running his mouth. Way to go, Curly. And then, you know, it just seems like since December, when they announced the Kiss Hall of Fame thing, that we as Kiss fans have been, like, dealing with nonstop bullshit, whether it be Kiss attacking each other, ex-members attacking each other, whether it be fans ripping on each other because this isn't real Kiss, this is phony Kiss, or that, you know, I think I'm tired of all this. I'm ready for some good things to happen. It's the 40th anniversary. I think this should be a fun time for us, you know. But, you know, every time we turn around, there seems to be a reason why we're arguing with each other, or Kiss is arguing. You know, Ace is with the whole, my album's going to rule and make Kiss look silly, and Gene better quit making fun of me or picking on me, or people are going to stop going to the shows. And I'm ready for some good news. So I think I'm going to call out Gene and Paul and Ace and Peter right now. And I'm going to say, yeah, like they're listening. But I'm going to call them out anyway. And I'm going to go, do us a favor. Do 1 month. Do one interview. Do one post. Something where you have something nice to say about the other guys that you never have anything nice to say about. Sure, there's some deep, you know, wounds there, but, you know, so what? Everybody has deep wounds, you know, and it just, it's really getting old. And I think as Kiss fans, we all feel it. So Ace's album comes out tonight. Let's celebrate the fact that we're getting new music from Ace Frehley. He was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and he, you know, he did New York Groove, and that was a lot of fun. His guitar looked kick-ass. If you went online, if you're friends with his girlfriend on Facebook, she looked kick-ass too. Sunshine. That's not her name, but I call her Sunshine. Anyway, she reminds me of a ray of light, you know, but I don't really know her. But she does remind me of Sunshine. Anyway, let's see. Ace's new album's coming out. I hope you guys all buy it. Man, wouldn't that be awesome if it was like in the top five or some shit like that? That would be really killer. Okay, I haven't heard the whole album. I've just heard little bits and pieces here and there. I've liked and disliked things that I've heard. I'm not even going to bullshit you and say, oh, it's great, it's wonderful. But I am going to hold final judgment for when I get the record in about 30 minutes. So, let's see. New Kiss news. Okay, so let's see. I'm on KissAsylum.com. KissAsylum.com is where I go for all of my Kiss news. And there's a ton of websites, and I'm not dissing any of the other ones. I just, you know, I deal with Kiss Asylum because I click on it, and there I go. Okay, so let's see. What's new on here? There's a rig rundown video, a Kiss rig rundown. Make sure you check that out. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, Gene Simmons makeup tutorial. That's killer. Watch that video. You learn how to put on Gene's makeup. Most of you know how to do that already. Okay. Yeah. That, new Three Sides of a Coin episode 88. God, I don't know. Those guys just put out a show like Mad Men. Let's see. And oh, the topic is going to be the amazing super Kiss collector, Mark something. I can't say his name. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Okay, but check it out. Strange Ways podcast. Conversation with Mike Branvold from Three Sides of a Coin. Man, I know you guys hear me talk about Jody, my brother from another mother, all the time. But go to Strange Ways Podcast, man, on Facebook and on Podomatic, and I think he's on Stitcher as well. Man, this cat is cool, and he hangs around with the best people. His friends are awesome, and they're funny, and they do a great show. Mitch LaFon interviewed Binky Phillips. They talked Kiss. There's a commercial for Space Invader on there on Kiss Asylum. Let's see. I'm going to go back a couple more days. Let's see. Oh, you know, their show, Kiss's show, about, arena football, Fourth and Loud, came out. I have not watched any of it yet. It is all being recorded into my TiVo or whatever the hell I have, but I'm going to watch it on Sunday because I'll have a complete free day, and hopefully it won't suck. I didn't enjoy Gene's show too much. A little bit, but, you know. All right, and then, oh, there's webisodes as well. So, all right, that's enough news. Let's talk Friday live on Mondco Radio is going to be the Kiss Room. Now, if you guys haven't ever checked that out, Matt Porter does one show a month for 2 hours, I believe, and it's on Mondco Radio, and it's all Kiss all the time. I think he throws in a little bit of local or unsigned bands. Like, he's played the Bay City Psychos, my band. I'm plugging like Gene Simmons. You'd think I have cookies to sell. iTunes, Bay City Psychos. Anyway, you know, he plays a few unsigned bands, but it's 99.999% Kiss. And they have great conversations, and the topics are always awesome. And it's only once a month, and it's live. So you could be sitting at home listening on your computer or at work, which is even better because work sucks. Let's see. I already said Strange Ways, Jody. Let's see. Oh, Pods and Sods. Check that. Their shows have been off the chain lately as well. There is Pot of Thunder. I love those guys. They make me laugh. They're just so mellow all the time. And they pick one song and they talk about it, and it kicks ass. Don't forget Decibel Geeks. I know, you know, I'm always forgetting somebody, but, you know, Decibel Geeks, I don't mention them enough. Their shows are wonderful. Well, you know, I guess that's pretty much it for the week. Message me on this subject. I'm really interested. You know, were you pissed off at Gene? Do you think he should just shut the hell up and talk about Kiss? Or do you think it's cool to turn on Fox News or CNN and see Gene sitting there going, "Hey, look at me. I'm Gene Simmons and I'm so smart." Or do you think that it's just time for you to shh, quiet, Gene? Talk about the band. It's the 40th anniversary. You know, let me know what you think about the other guys. You know, they all run their mouths. You know, Gene just seems to get way more publicity. All right. I guess that's it, guys. Go listen to Ace's new album. I'm sure you're downloading it right now if you haven't already. I will see you guys next week. Peace.
Greetings from Gen Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Boy and Jody have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the Gods of Thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you, and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Mondco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Mondco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized...
Yeah.
Oh, f***.
Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victims' lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKISS. Tell a friend about PodKISS today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKISS.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, Joseph KISS.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right.
Hi, KISS fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original KISS crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with KISS during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.